I'm putting it with a pinch of salt. It's a bitter pill to swallow for the entire family, anyway, because my wife is sleeping right now. She's devastated because we never stayed in RDP house in Mamelodi East alone. Her only illness was a manageable asthma. It wasn't that dangerous. Until the neighbors, because the neighbors used to see her every morning. But when they didn't see her yesterday, they phoned us to say, hey man, we don't see you like her. We are used to seeing her. So we rushed to the house and knocked around and there was no answer. Then I told the family, yeah man, we never could have gone for television fitting and we'd have been taken, without being prepared. She did not lock some of the doors, Only she locked the security door. So this morning when we went there to check if she's dead, we had to break the western door only to find her sleeping dead.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, our intention was to bury her this Friday, but now the time will depend on the mortuary people, the funeral parlor. My son and my daughter-in-law have gone there to make arrangements to bring us the time of the burial. They must help, the public should help me carry this loss because Vinolia was a live wire of our family. Not for now. I'm running short of words because of the feeling of losing my firstborn child.